We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queery Cast with Larry Queery Rai. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Queery Cast. The name is Larry Queery Rai, and I'm here for yet another episode. And yeah, it's episode 186. It's a busy time. It is a busy time. I'm just going to lie to you. But coming up in the second segment, I'm going to tell you why it's a busy time. Because we've got the ICC qualifier for the World Cup that's coming up. I'm going to give you information behind that. And in the final segment, I'm going to talk about one-night stand rules. There are new one-night stand rules that exist, and I'm hoping for those guys and girls and also the people that are into one-night stands that there'll be some invaluable information that you can get up. But let's talk about the stories this week. Well, the first thing I'm talking about is Zimbabwe and South Africa. They play a football match on the 25th of March. And it's in commemoration of the disaster of 9 July 2000, and 2000, that's 18 years ago. And that was when there was a stampede, when a football player decided, you know, stick the finger at the crowd. It might not have been stick the finger, I think it's an exaggeration, but you know how we do. And, there was a stampede and 13 people died. So Zimbabwe and South Africa play a football match. I mean, it's like so strange that Zimbabwe and South Africa, since 1994, can't remember, when South Africa was readmitted into the football family, have only played each other 6 times. It's like so strange. You know, I've been to South Africa more than 6 times in the last year. And it's just one of those things, you're like, why did you guys talk to each other? It's like, you know, help each other along. I mean, South Africa's not doing great at football. It's not like, you know, they're in such a special place that they should feel so special playing against Zimbabwe. I guess it's another thing that they tend to lose to Zimbabwe quite a bit. And not quite a bit, because they've played 12 times in all competitions, and Zimbabwe's won 6, there's been a draw, and South Africa's won 5. So I have no idea. The Vlaar Arts Awards are on, yeah, on the 25th of May. I was there last year. And I got to meet, to present an award, rather, with the mayor of Bulawayo. So, I don't know what's going to happen this year. It's going to be exciting. Could have happened at the, what's the name of this place? The City Hall. Anyone who's been in Bulawayo would know where the City Hall is. And so that's going to happen on the 26th of May this year. So make your way out there. Nominations are already open. So just look for Bulawayo Arts Awards and you'll be able to take part. I'm going to go a little more somber. Violence was in Zimbabwe this week, particularly Harare. And this was over the Kombi ban. Now, for those living outside Zimbabwe, it's like emergency taxis. So they're not like quite buses, but they are buses. So the city of Harare decided that they were going to ban Kombis or commuter omnibuses from making their way into towns or rather the city center. And because they want to reduce congestion, which in principle is a good idea. So they tried the experiment for like a couple of hours. It didn't happen. And there was a reversal by the minister. The minister's acting like he wasn't involved in the whole thing. But there was a rancid letter that was sent out a couple of weeks ago. It's just like, I feel like it's stupid for people to do this. There was a rancid letter sent out a couple of weeks ago. Oh, we need to get rid of all of the guys on the streets. Get all the rid of congestion and so forth. We're going to zero tolerance. They're going to be all gangster and so forth. Well, got a bit more gangster than they expected, and they were kicked off the streets. The cops, that is. But then, speaking of the cops, what was that weird thing that they did the other day with the kids at NUST, the National University of Science and Technology? I'm like, These are kids that are complaining because they cannot get education going. And for some reason, the default reasoning of the police in this country is that there must be force all the time, and I feel emphatic force. And this is the sort of thing that pisses me off. And at some point, somebody's going to sit down, whether it's the president, whether it's the Commissioner General, Gordon Matanga, and so forth. Someone's going to have a conversation with the police. You can't go and beat up people as a first resort. It's weird. We can't be that nation. It's not the first option. It's like, for example, being a guy and your first option when you walk up to a girl and say, I want to have sex with you. It's cute sometimes, and most of the times you're going to pretend you like them. It is what it is. But anyway, rest in peace to the three people that died in the police violence, in Harare. It's a sad situation. It pisses me off. I'm not even gonna lie. It pisses me off. But meanwhile, it's 100 days since the president got elected this past week. He's got some successes, and those who are supporters say they've been successes. Debate over it, but to be honest, I never thought that we'd get much done in the first 100 days. If it took 37 years to screw up an economy, maybe not the whole 37 years, but a whole bunch of years, I don't think you can fix it in what you call 100 days. You create the fundamentals, and I think the president has made some big and important and great judgment calls, which will improve the country in a couple of years. Even if he doesn't win the election this year, what I can say for a certainty is the president has made some bold moves. And whoever's going to be the president in earnest in 2018 going forward has got a good foundation for things going forward. The whole thing about the 90 days is complicated. You know, the whole 90 days where the conversation was, we need to get rid of all we need to get people to repatriate the money into here. You can ask people to repatriate, but externalization is complicated. And there was a show with Farai Gwaze, shout out to you, and which he had, what's his name? The guy, the lawyer, Tendai Biti. Yes. They had a great conversation on this. And it's not as easy as many people think. Just bring the money back, because let's face it, the US dollar is not foreign currency. It's now normalized into local currency. It is what it is. But Johnny Clegg is coming to Zimbabwe. I'm going to tell you why after I play a bit of this song that I love so much from Johnny Clegg. Bonanga, bonango mange la china, la te kona, la te sedi kona. Hasi bonango mange la china, la te kona, la te sedi kona. So yes, on 4 May 2018, Johnny Clegg comes and performs in Zimbabwe. Now, Johnny Clegg is an artist who's iconic, and he needs no introduction, but he comes and performs his final show in Zimbabwe. It's a final show on his tour that's called the Farewell Tour, whatever it is, I can't remember. I'm looking for the paper. It's like, let's call it by its name, because it's not like I'm going to get like 100 chances to call him by his tour name. Okay, can't find it yet, but anyway, it's his send-off for one of Africa's most loved musicians, and you've got Zimbabwe Tourism Authority being involved in that, so I mean, it's kind of a big deal. And just some fun facts. A lot of people associate Johnny Clegg with South Africa, but he spent 7 years of his youth in Zimbabwe, so that's pretty kind of a big deal. But Make a date for 4 May 2018 at Raintree in Umwinsdale and in Harare. It's going to be awkward because there's also Haifa happening at the same time, 1 to 6 May. So, I don't know. It's going to be complicated for me because I really like Haifa. But what else is happening this week? I did say I wanted to talk a bit about the cricket World Cup qualifier that's happening in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is hosting a qualifier. Now, to simplify it for you, Zimbabwe were ranked outside the top 8, along with a couple of other countries in as far as cricket is concerned. Zimbabwe is one of the top countries that plays cricket. Okay, one of the top 12 countries that plays cricket across the world. Now, the World Cup is going to have 10 teams only in 2019. Now, before, because there were 16 teams, Zimbabwe qualified automatically. Now, what's going to happen is a couple of associate members, are going to be in Zimbabwe as well as the full member side. The full member side being Zimbabwe, looking at Afghanistan, Ireland, and the Windies. The Windies are formerly known as West Indies. They're going to play matches across Zimbabwe in Bulawayo at the Queen's Sports Club and in at the Bulawayo Athletic Club in Harare, where I will be managing the media because I'm working there at Harare Sports Club, and Vusi Sivane is at Old Hararean Sports Club, and there's also going to be matches at Quikwe Sports Club. And these matches are happening from the 4th to the 25th of March. And there are 34 matches that are taking place, and all of them are free. So what's going to happen is the first one is that there's going to be 5 teams that are going to be in Harare and 5 teams in Bulawayo. And matches are going to be played, and they get through to a top 6 stage, a super 6 stage as they call it. And in terms of broadcasting and viewing, if you're thinking, oh, I can watch it on TV, well, the TV matches are only going to start happening from the 10th of March. So from the 4th to the 8th of March, so the first 3 matches, there will be no broadcast matches. But there will be matches that are from the 4th of March that are non-broadcast matches that will be available on the ICC website, okay? I'm going to make those available on my website, 3mob.com. So make sure to follow my website, 3-mob.com, for updates. It's going to be updates throughout the tournament and make sure that we get involved in this very important tournament that is the ICC World Cup qualifier. That's happening for the first time ever in Zimbabwe. There are 10 teams that will be performing in Zimbabwe, including Zimbabwe, but I think it's key and super important to talk about the fact that Zimbabwe is hosting this. And the Windies, having 16, 17 countries of their own, means we are selling Zimbabwe to about 26 countries, I think, roughly. Yeah, I think so. So make your way to one of those grounds so that you can be part of the celebration of what Zimbabwe has to offer. And as far as cricket is concerned, it's Larry. You listen to the Quiddycast. So, in the final segment of the Quiddycast, the name is Larry, and be there at the cricket tournament. Please do the damn thing. And if you know I'm there, if you know my number and so forth, just get in touch with me. Let's do the thing. Take a selfie. Yeah. Show the world we can do this thing. But in the final segment, let's talk about one night stands. There are rules, guys. If you're one of those people that likes one night stands, there are rules to it. So, you know, I'm going to give a couple of one night stands in as far as it goes. And the first step is be honest with yourself. One night stands are no strings attached sex. Is only fun if a bit of fun is genuinely all you're looking for. I cannot stress that enough. Let me say that again. One night or no strings attached sex is only fun if a bit of fun is genuinely all you're looking for. The moment you start trying to be like, yeah, no, but yeah, no, You start being dishonest. So the next part is, be honest with your partner. Now, look, in reality is, look, I'm going to give it to the ladies. Not all men who come across a really hot chick out on the night out think it's just about the sex. Sometimes they think, okay, maybe in a spontaneous eruption of emotions, this might be the one. But be honest. So, it's not going to be a relationship. It is what it is. Be safe. Okay? It is be safe. When I say talk about be safe, I'm not saying that don't, like, have a relationship with an axe murderer. Of course, don't do that, like, for anyone. I mean, like, if you find out your husband is an axe murderer, like, you probably don't want them to be the husband anymore. But, in a sense, make sure that there are condoms and that sort of thing to make sure that you don't have any drama that are happening around you. Now, beware of the beer goggles, okay? It's not like a pair of, you know, rose-tinted spectacles of transforming dodgy people into eligible people. Because then you're going to have to see them when you're sober, okay? So you want to avoid that. Have a get out clause. It's very important. So make sure you've got a cousin sister, cousin brother, as you call them in this country, that you know what, this is going somewhere, get somewhere, but you kind of feel like something's gone off between stepping out the club and getting to the crib. So you can cancel at any point in time. Also, don't overstay your welcome. It's kind of one of those weird things. If you have a one-night stand, she's at your house, and it's like 2 p.m. in the afternoon, you're trying to figure out, what is she still doing here? I thought it was just about the sex. So leave sooner rather than later. Don't have those situations where you're being kicked out of the house. Don't, quote unquote, accidentally leave anything at the crib. So don't be one of those people that comes and says, oh no, I forgot my cell phone, like a day later. Which is kind of weird, because how did you forget your cell phone? It's one of those things like your underwear. Oh, but then don't get the idea of, you know, forgetting your underwear. So make sure you don't, quote unquote, accidentally leave something else. Because some people use that, leaving something else, as an excuse to contact again. And don't take things personally. If the other person says, was your sex? Just move on. They're like 7 billion human beings. Most of them are illegal or just not your type. But I think you can find a million human beings you can do something with. And if you want to take things further, okay, just for the record, if something clicked during your night of session of passion and you'd like to take things personal, takes further rather, it'd be wise to proceed with caution, because the other side, you don't know what the other side will be. So don't confront the situation while you're still in bed. So somebody, because while you're still in bed, the person feels like they're backed into the corner and they have to make a decision now and now. That's how, like, territories across the world got sold. Because, like, while you're having sex with a person, Antony and Cleopatra is a story, or Kukuletu and Mandla. I don't know why you make up names in Africa. So make a daytime date and make it clear that you're looking for more than the booty call. And then finally, find a way to let someone down gently if they approach you. The fun is over, now you can't wait to get them out of there. Gotta get them out of the place. Find a way to make sure that you're gentle. So make them a cup of tea. Tell them that you had a great time, okay? Even if it's not, wasn't a great time, you gotta make them feel great. But you're not in the market for a relationship with them. It's that simple. That's all you gotta do. Yeah, that's it. So those are my rules for one-night stands. If you plan to have a one-night stand, keep those in mind. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me for this week. If you want to catch an episode of the Criticast, you're going to get information at the end of this program from my good friend, friend being Bonnie Chimanikele. She's going to give all the information on that. But if you get in touch with me, the email is, what's my email? larry@3-mov.com. This program is brought to you by 3 Men and a Boat Publishing. Catch me also on ZFM Stereo on Mondays between 7:30 and 8:30 on the platform. I might appear on different shows, but as it just kind of appears as I've got one show per week at the moment. But other than that, take care of yourself, for the people that you love, and I leave you with uncomfortable words. I'm going to read these uncomfortable words. It's a word by a guy called Andrew Owens in an interview with Aaron Davis. It says, "I don't give a damn about losing. I do not associate anything I do with my personal image. For that reason, I find it very simple to take decisions that other people can't take." It's been Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
You can listen to the Quiddicast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to the Quiddicast with Larry Quiddi and I. It's not fearless, just real talk.